Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
Call his wife in. How we doing on this Friday morning? We made it. The weekend is upon us. Still got to get through Friday, but that's easy. We do have something that makes it more difficult, though. The idea that Tyrese Halliburton keeps doing it. I can't watch it anymore. I can't. I am so sick to my stomach after what they did. This was supposed to be a laugher. The NBA was supposed to be all pissed off about the matchup. This was supposed to be a one-sided series. And now the Indiana Pacers do what they do. Do what they did against Milwaukee. Do what they did against Cleveland. Do what they did, obviously, against the Knicks in game number one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And now game one of the NBA Finals as they were down 15 points in the fourth quarter. And Halliburton and the Pacers come all the way back. He hits the buzzer beater shot to give them a 111-110 victory. And I got to tell you, it annoys me in so many different levels, I can't even begin to fathom it. It annoys me that I got to watch the Indiana Pacers, who are clearly the enemy, who I hate more than anyone, Halliburton, who I can't stand and hate more than anyone, after his, you know, the choke sign, the game-winning shot, the triple-double with no turnovers, beating the New York Knicks back-to-back years. And now going into the NBA Finals and surpassing, no question about it, surpassing Jalen Brunson as the best closer in the NBA and Mr. Clutch. And we got to all watch it as, in my mind, he's doing the same thing to the best defensive team in basketball that we fired our coach for letting have happen to him. Tibbs gets fired because he can't stop the Indiana Pacers from doing what they do to everybody else, including Mark Degnault, who I wonder if we're going to think if they lose this series, whether he's got a ceiling or not. I guess that's it. Yeah, even with the MVP, all he could do is get them to the NBA Finals, losing a series to the Indiana Pacers, which is on the table now. And Tibbs gets fired for not being able to figure out a way to win a game that they seem to do to everybody else. And when you look at it, if the Knicks hit foul shots, if Jalen Brunson doesn't make a bad play, if OG Anunoby holds on to a pass, if a ball doesn't go 100 feet in the air and fall straight back down. But that's why the New York Knicks don't have a coach. Because that roster was good enough to not lose that game. Because he made too many mistakes. Because he didn't play the bench that, you know, Rick Pitino tells you is a 7.5 player team. And then all the different news coming out about the Knicks. It's you know, we're going to get more. At least I will. I know a lot of other hosts and other people might have already moved on to who the next coach should be. And we've done a little bit. And I know Jason Kidd's name has now been thrusted at the top. It felt like there was, you know, obviously we had the initial day of Johnny Bryant. Then it's transitioned into the pipe dreams of Wright, Jay Wright, and Spoelstra. Then kind of yesterday it was the Jeff Van Gundy day. And now today it'll probably be the Jason Kidd day. And that's fine and all. But I'm still hung up on the idea about maybe some of the other things that happened, like Shams reporting that the Knicks tried to trade for KD at the trade deadline. And I'm having a real problem understanding all this. Because to me, it doesn't make any sense. We're firing a coach because he took a roster that we deemed good enough to beat the Indiana Pacers, the team that just beat the Oklahoma City Thunder up one game in the NBA Finals. This roster was good enough to beat the NBA, the Indiana Pacers. This roster was good enough to get past the Eastern Conference Finals. This team should be playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Finals. And it's the coach that's holding this roster back, and that's why he must be fired. For his adjustments, for the mistakes he made in the series, for the inability to have creativity on offense, and all the other reasons they lost this series to the Indiana Pacers, and the team was too good to blow a series to the Indiana Pacers, who they were favored over, home court advantage over. This roster was too good. It was so good that they were trying to blow it up in the middle of the season to get KD? Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense that the New York Knicks, and specifically Leon Rose, at the trade deadline this year felt the team wasn't good enough, and so he was willing to try and make a move for KD, which, by the way, you're not trading pieces and picks. You gotta even that money. Someone was in that deal. Someone significant. Whether it's OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, whatever the case may be. Now, it wasn't such a good deal that the Suns said yes, but still, they made some sort of offer to try and add Kevin Durant to this roster because they didn't believe the roster was good enough. But then when the roster isn't good enough, they blame the coach. I don't understand. Then there's reports coming out, whether they're, you know, true or not, we're reacting to them, that there's a real issue. And to be fair, we saw some of it at the beginning of the year with the Big Ragu having a problem with Rick Brunson on the court at the beginning of the series when Minnesota played New York at the beginning of the season. And now there's reports that multiple Knicks players are unhappy with Rick Brunson. And we've heard his power inside the organization. We've heard all the complaints about the players and Tibbs and the minutes. And now we're complaining about Rick Brunson. And now I'm just curious, like, what's going on with this team? Like, since the Tibbs firing, like, a franchise that I felt was finally, after years, finally finding itself, finally stabilizing itself, finally becoming a winning franchise, finally becoming a franchise that you could count on, a stable franchise under the leadership of Tom Thibodeau, and with the new superstar of Jalen Brunson, who came here and changed everything, and Leon Rose and all his decisions and has changed everything, and everything was trending in the right direction. Then game one happens, which, by the way, has happened in every single series that the Indiana Pacers have played, including last night in the NBA Finals. But game one happens, the rest of the series happens. They fire the coach for not being imaginary enough offensively or not playing the bench or the problems that the teammate, his players have with him, or for whatever reason, he's fired. The initial thought process is, well, that has to happen. If that happens, it without question, it means they have somebody waiting in the wings. Like, they know exactly where they're going to. Right? I mean, if you fire a coach who just got you to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, clearly you did it with someone in mind and you know exactly where you're going with. And I don't know if that's not true, but it's starting to feel like maybe it's not, as every other name known to man is popping up left and right and they haven't made a decision yet. It might be premature to be too on that, but still, I mean, like, does it really start to feel like they knew exactly what they were going to do? Reports Jason Kidd's at the top of the list. This one's at the top of the list. Clearly it's Brian. Like, I don't know. So since they fired the coach, we don't know necessarily if they had a main plan in mind. players are complaining, and that might have led to getting rid of the coach. Players, unlike the superstar who's changed everything, who loved the coach, who was so furious that even questioning the coach that he barely answered it and stormed off. Now there's problems with his father and the team. There's problems with the coach and the team. They don't really have a good answer at head coach, or at least not one that they really pivoted to quickly. The roster was good enough to make it to the NBA Finals. That's why the coach had to go, yet they were looking to change it massively at the trade deadline. Like, just a lot going on. And for a team that's been so dysfunctional for so many years, I made the joke the other day, this has been the worst-run franchise in this town for 25 years, and the Jets play here. And for a franchise that I thought was finally starting to stabilize, I feel like they've made a rash decision on the coach. I feel like there isn't a clear pivot to the next head coach. I feel like with one statement, they're saying the team was good enough to be in the NBA Finals. And then with the other statement now, what they did at the trade deadline, they're open to the idea that the roster wasn't good enough and they're looking to trade for a 36-year-old Kevin Durant and completely change the roster mid-season. Like, was it good enough or not? Did Tibbs should have taken them, or were they not good enough and you're looking to add KD? Like, which one is it? And now the most prominent guy in this organization, the only player who I give a damn about how he feels, I'll be totally honest with you. I know these exit interviews and it's player-driven and he lost the team. He didn't lose the superstar. I'm less inclined to care if he lost Mikal Bridges, who came here and stunk all year. I'm less inclined to care about Karl-Anthony Towns' opinion on the situation when he's a no-show in every other game. I'm most interested in how the superstar who's changed our franchise, who took less money and signed a contract early so we could fill this roster with a bunch of great players and spend more money. I more care about what he thinks. And right now I know he's not happy, his father's not happy, and people aren't happy with them. And the coach was fired because he couldn't win game one of a Eastern Conference Finals with a 14-point lead, and the best defensive team in basketball just couldn't do the same against the same team with a 15-point lead. I guess Mark Daigneault is three wins away or three losses away from proving he has a ceiling. And we say Tibbs, obviously, from what we saw in Chicago, I mean, he has a ceiling, right? He can't get over the hump. He can't take the team to the final destination, but we're going to go hire Jason Kidd, possibly, who, yeah, went to the NBA Finals, absolutely, with two superstars, including one that got traded and literally, you know, changed the axis of the earth. It was such a shocking move. And that team went to the NBA Finals and got absolutely hammered by a Boston team that Tibbs just beat. And he was the coach of Milwaukee, and after he left, Milwaukee had a better regular season and then won the NBA championship. But we want to point to the time with Tibbs in Chicago when they fell apart after Tibbs left. Jason Kidd leaves Milwaukee, they win an NBA championship, but clearly he's the guy to go to. He doesn't have the same ceiling. I'm very confused. I feel like there's a lot. And I'm very confused. And I thought we had just an easy thing going on. Superstar, head coach, GM, turning the franchise around, places we haven't been in 25 years, feeling good, shutting down 7th Avenue, beating the defending champions in six when nobody thought they could win. I felt like things were good. We did weeks of shows. Everything was great. Feeling good. Knicks. And then since they fired the coach, or really since game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, it feels like everything is going south. It's pissing me off. I got to watch him celebrate. I got to feel like my team doesn't know which way is up anymore when I thought they were stabilizing. I got people accusing me of having Tibbs tattoo on my ass. Like, I'm not. I'm just saying, what, we were so happy. It was so good. Just a few weeks ago. It was just there. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Limo Driver Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, brother? Let me tell you one thing about Brunson and his father. They was talking about that last year. That I don't know why people think I spoke to BC and Sal the other day, and I told them that. Because I said, I told him about the situation. Oh, no, if some new coach comes in, they're going to keep his daddy because he's a star player. No, no. They had problems. They was talking about this last year that players was having problems with his father being there. That was
DiVincenzo made it feel like that he felt Rick Brunson was like the guy who sent them away or whatever the case may be. They had it out in that game against Minnesota. So, like, it has been, I don't know about multiple Knicks or inside the room necessarily, but clearly DiVincenzo had an issue.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems. I don't know why everybody's so shocked now. This is a big thing.
Well, I'm shocked. It's just now the reports aren't, again, they're reports. And I know this is reactionary, right. But it's what we do. I'm reacting to reports. We do the show every day. I'm reacting to reports that multiple players now are unhappy with Rick Brunson after multiple players were unhappy with the coach. And the only really player I care who he's happy or not is Jalen Brunson. That's all I care. He's the only player I care about being happy, to be honest with you.
Right, and that's the organization has, and he's the player on the field. But right now, if a new coach comes in, he should not be forced to keep his father. I don't think he's going to be.
That's what I'm saying, but how's he not going to be? Rick Brunson's going to be part of this team one way or another. There's no way around it.
I don't know. He might be like Halliburton's father.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say it's OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges, just for argument's sake. Mm-hmm. Say OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges don't like Rick Brunson and it's a problem. You bring in a new coach and you jettison Rick Brunson. You've just pissed off Jalen Brunson. Who would I rather have pissed off? Unhappy?
I'm not worried about it. It's an organization. He's getting paid. That's his job.
Then tell that to OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. Tell them they're getting paid. Well, tell OG Anunoby that he just got a freaking ton of money. Tell OG, I don't care. Like, that's what I'm saying. We listen to him when it's time to fire the coach, but then we don't care about how Jalen Brunson feels about it? Right, look, I don't know how big a deal it is. I don't know. I don't know how many players have a real unhappiness about it or how strongly unhappy that feeling is. I don't know. But right now, it just seems like there's... And it could be just, you know, the typical reactionary stuff. It could be the Knicks have kept things close to the vest for the first time in forever, and there's a lot of speculation. It could be a lot of things. I'm hoping that they hire a coach, it's the right guy, all of this is noise, and they're on their way to another 50-win season. Being a 4 or 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, and getting back to this point next year, and we'll see if they get over the hump. That's all plausible too. I'm not trying to seem like they're doomed or that it's just awful. All I'm saying is they fired Tibbs off losing a series against a team that's one of the best in basketball since January, and just did what they did to the Knicks. To the best team in the NBA this year and the best defensive team in the NBA. I was watching the half. I had to turn off halftime. I watched the game a little bit. I'll be totally honest with you. I didn't want to turn it on. I was watching the Yankees. I'm frustrated at the idea of watching basketball anymore after what's gone on with the Knicks and that loss. And I'm watching it, and I turn on halftime, and it's just you couldn't. There's like 6 or 7 defenders out there. They deflect everything. You can't even throw a pass. It's amazing how good they are. I mean, they're toying. The Pacers have no answers. Halliburton's taken 5 shots in the first half. They're going to get run out of the building. And then the Pacers do what they do, fall 15 behind in the fourth quarter and come back and win the game. And that exact game got this coach fired. But he does it against a better roster, a better team, a better defensive team. And they pull the same stunt, the same crap they did against Milwaukee, Cleveland, Knicks, now in the finals. And I feel like I watched the game that the Knicks blew, and I was told that's you can't, and it got the coach fired. Then I'm told, you know, then we're like, they fire the coach. Well, clearly the roster is good enough to make it to the NBA Finals. Otherwise, why do you fire the coach? You fired the coach because he massively underachieved. You fired the coach because the team was good enough and the coach was holding him back. And now yesterday we find out, well, how could you feel like they felt the roster was overly good when they were willing to blow it up for KD? Then the prevailing thought was when they first fired him, it was like, well, you don't do this without having a clear vision. You don't do this without having someone obviously in mind. And maybe I'm being premature with this one. We'll find out. And maybe this is because the Knicks are playing it so close and people just have to speculate. It's a big story and we can't shut up about it. But man, oh man, if it's not a different guy every day and another name on another list and they're talking to this guy, talking to that guy. Does it feel like they had a clear vision and knew exactly who they were going to go get? And does that even matter? I don't know. But it just feels like everything happened pretty damn quickly. It feels like we fired Tibbs off a game that they have done to every one of their opponents, and we fired Tibbs off of not achieving enough with this roster that they were looking to blow up. All of that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. What would have made more sense would have been great year to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but we have things to fix, including the roster. And you know what, coach? We're going to give you a better bench. We expect you to play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Play it. That would have made more sense to me. But here we are.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
You know, the other story we really haven't had a chance to talk about all that much. I'll do it more tomorrow on the Saturday show, I would think. More time to do that. Is obviously Aaron Rodgers signs his contract, the 1-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's back, baby. I can't tell you how excited I am. Let's be honest. Whatever you think of him, and I'm not going to try and convince you to think otherwise. Whatever you think of him, the NFL is more interesting when Aaron Rodgers is around. Come on, don't you want to see what he's got left? Don't you want to see if the Jets made the right decision or gave up on him a year too early. Don't you want to see? Don't you want to hear? Don't you want to see what it looks like in Pittsburgh? Because, I mean, let's be honest. If he fails there, no, you know, Rudolph doesn't fail there. Like, they find a way to make it to the playoffs, have a winning season. Like, that has been a well-run oil machine. Now, they've had their failures in the postseason as of late. They haven't been able to win a playoff game in a while. But that is as stabilizing a franchise as you could find in the NFL. They plug away. They win 9-10 games every year. They are a good quality team. They are competing. Coach has literally never had a losing season. Like, don't you want to see if it's a disaster with them? Like, and especially now that it's not up close and personal, although it will be week one, and that makes it, I mean, come on. Come on. For the return, you know, to play the Jets alone makes it worthwhile. I mean, I am so excited. Imagine if he retired. How sad would that have been? I am so excited that he's back. This is awesome. I'm going to be locked in on the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Because unlike Tom Brady, it got boring. I don't think it ever gets boring with Rodgers. It was just winning, and the question became legacy, and him and Belichick, are they greatest ever? Does this win make him the greatest ever? Does this win make him the greatest ever? Like, I'm so tired of Tom Brady. Rodgers is all over the map, man. And just the idea that he's back, he's playing for Pittsburgh, what will happen there? I mean, just for Jeff, is he done or will he have a far better year than he had with the Jets last year, a year removed from the injury? Or will he be a disaster like he was last year and the Jets dodged a bullet, or will we be regretting it? I know there are some people who don't care. They'll always say it was a good move. It doesn't matter. They had to get rid of him, blah, blah, blah. But we'll see. Is he going to play well and make the Jets look bad? Is he going to play poorly, make them look smart? Is he going to come stick it to the new head coach who only spent 15 seconds with him? Or is he going to take down the Pittsburgh Steelers who haven't been taken down by all the crap quarterbacks they've thrown at you since Ben Roethlisberger? Is one of the great players to ever play the position at the end of his career going to be the disaster, dysfunctional, always saying whatever comes to his mind, causing chaos and problems everywhere he goes? Is he actually going to be that and take down not a Super Bowl winning team, not a championship level team over the last handful of years, but as stable a team and as stable a coach who apparently had a large role in him signing this one-year deal, and the Steelers felt from the very beginning that this was going to happen. I mean, the way they handled this, it felt like they knew he was eventually going to do this and sign the one-year deal. The coach waited for it. The coach is all about it. Is he going to be the one quarterback who takes down this franchise and gives them the four-win season they haven't had in forever? Come on. Who doesn't want it? I am so pumped he's back. There's nothing better. You know, and it's funny, too. I have a special place in my heart for Aaron Rodgers for one simple reason. One very selfish, one very stupid, juvenile, get back at the haters type reason. Because for whatever reason, and I know I'm a huge Yankee fan, and I don't hide that fact, and I'm as big a Yankee fan as I am anything else in my life, I get the narrative that all I talk is New York Yankees. Despite the fact that I have done nothing but Knicks for the last month and a half, I still get, off a big Knick game, I'll tweet about it, I get, you'll still find a way to make the show 4 hours about the Yankees. I'm like, I got Giannotti giving me the it's 8 a, you know, 4 a.m. is the Yankee hot stove hour. Like, it's just this perception I talk nothing but Yankees. And I would venture to say that if you do take minute by minute over the last 2 years, that I have now, this July is going to be 2 years. The 2 years I've been doing the overnight show, I think you could argue that I have talked more Aaron Rodgers than anything else. I think he has been the biggest topic and talking point than even the Yankees, and certainly any specific Yankee point. I would venture to say I talked more Aaron Rodgers than anything else in the 2 years. And so in my mind, when people say that, I always go, BS, I talk more Aaron Rodgers than Yankees. And I want that to continue. I want to still talk about Aaron Rodgers. I can't wait to get hyped up for that game one. I cannot wait to have Aaron Rodgers in this league yet again. We're glad you're back, buddy. We missed you, and I'm glad you didn't decide to walk away just yet. My man's coming back. Pumped up about it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Maury in Belmore. Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. So I could see it now, him running out of the tunnel with a flag. First game of the season at MetLife, but in a Pittsburgh Steelers fan jersey. So that's going to be interesting. I think this is what he wanted. You never know. Maybe he'll disappear, do some mushrooms, and change his mind. But right now, it looks like he's going to Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, no, he signed the one-year deal.
Okay, so let's talk about the Nickies and what's going on. I think everything is falling apart, but it's just stories. I don't know if every story is true, but
sure.
Is it kid to be the coach, number one? And I just want to remind people that Mornings with McMonagle on Saturdays is fantastic.
Oh, thank you very
much. So
everyone
knows, Mornings with McMonagle.
Mornings with C-Mac, Mornings with McMonagle, yes, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yes, so I just want to say one other thing. So I feel like there's a lot of stories. Do you think the, coach from, California, he said no to us. Do you think he'd be a good person for the team? For some reason, I forget his name.
Yeah, who are we talking about? The coach from California?
Oh, God. Yeah, my brain is not good. Golden State Warriors coach.
Oh, Steve Kerr?
Do you think he'd be a good candidate, number one? I don't know what's going on in my brain.
That's okay. No, I'm not laughing at you not knowing Kerr's name, and thank you for the call, Maury. I forget names all the time. I forget names all the time. Every time you hear me call him the Big Ragu, it's because DiVincenzo slips my mind. I have no idea why. It's one of those names that just does not come to the forefront of my mind. I don't know why. Mitch Robinson was like that for a while, and I just practiced saying his name over and over again. But for some reason, when I think about DiVincenzo, I see his face, and the name just doesn't come to my mind sometimes. It's mind-boggling. So don't worry about it. I have no problem with you not knowing who Steve Kerr is. My problem laughing is the idea that you're wondering if it would be a good... I mean, yeah, if they could get Steve Kerr, who, yes, spurned them all those years ago when he had the opportunity to either take the Knicks job or the Golden State Warrior job, and he took the Golden State Warrior job, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, the guy has won how many championships? How could you not? If you have a chance to get Steve Kerr here, you take it without question. Eyes closed. You don't even think about it. Of course. Of course, it might not end up working, and I know Evan's big on this. Guys don't win championships in different cities, and again, he's had one of the great teams in recent memory. That you know, Curry's changed the league. Klay Thompson's a Hall of Famer. Like you know, Draymond Green's one of the great defensive players of all time. Like there's no doubt he's had one hell of a roster, and then you add KD for those couple of years. So there's no doubt, like he's done it with great players. But yes. If that is an option, and I know I think you're getting that. I didn't see any stories other than Evan floated it out today. If that's possible, that there's a kind of an end of the run in Golden State, and he wants to go try and you know relive that decision from years ago and wonder what could have been, you know, have one of those movies where an angel comes down and shows you what life could have been if you chose path B as opposed to path A, and he's interested in such things. By all means, bring him in. Of course, but I just don't see that happening. I don't see that happening at all. But yeah, Spolster, I don't see that happening. How do you not, at least, how could you not get excited? I talked about it a little bit yesterday. There's not a lot of things that excite me. I have to admit, as much as I've been critical of Tibbs, I am really hung up on the idea they fired him. I don't know why. I'm really hung up on it. I'm annoyed by it. I really think it's a mistake. And I'm not at the point yet where I can really seriously give it like honest thought on who I want to be the coach or who would excite me. I'm pissed off they did this. I am. Someone called me up earlier and said I'm emotional. Maybe I am. I don't think it's because I love Tibbs. I thought he did enough. And now it's thrown into flux and we're getting all these stories. I knew this kind of thing would happen. And so I'm annoyed by it. But who would excite me as a coach? Like, who would I honestly, like, be the minute they announced it? I'd be like, okay, I mean, listen, I love Tibbs, but okay, that could excite me. Steve Kerr would clearly be one of it. Eric Spoelstra would clearly be one. If they get those, one of those two, as much as I could poke holes in either of them, and certainly Spoelstra as of late and getting blown out at home in the playoffs by 50 points or whatever it was, and the idea, you know, he had Pat Riley holding his hand and he's got LeBron James and the big three, all that, I would still be really excited at the prospect of that happening. Steve Kerr comes here, I'm extremely excited. I think Jay Wright could excite me because of his demeanor, because of his, you know, what he did at college, the two championships, his relationship with Jalen Brunson. Like, I could find myself, although it has, you know, disaster written all over it, I do think that would excite me. That would get me excited. I don't know outside of those hires that there would be anything that would honestly, like, excite me that he's the next head coach of the New York Knicks. Like, I'm okay with a bunch of different people. I'm okay with Malone. He's won an NBA championship. I think he's a pretty good head coach. Again, he won with great players, as all championship coaches do. But I'd be relatively okay with that. It makes sense. Experience, championship experience, that's fine. Jenkins had a really good run in Memphis. I could sell myself on that. It's not going to overly excite me, but I could sell myself on it. Even Van Gundy. I'll tell you right now, I don't want Van Gundy. I don't believe in second chances. I don't believe in going home again. He's the same kind of coach as Tibbs. Like, I don't... He didn't win anything. He didn't win anything in Houston either. Like, as much as I love him. But the second he gets hired, could I convince myself that having Van Gundy back is going to be fun? Absolutely. But as far as, like, really excite me and make me think they ended up better off, Jason Kidd is one of the smarter basketball players I've ever seen on the court. He saw the game at a different level. He was incredible to watch. When he was with the Nets, he transformed a franchise as much as you can. You know, he's even maybe more than Brunson did. Like, I mean, he was the Nets. He's an incredible basketball player, and he had incredible knowledge of the game. As a coach, I mean, again, you can point to a situation that everybody accuses Tibbs of. You can point to the idea he was somewhere, he left, they got better and won a championship. That's our fear of Tibbs. He can't get past the hump with a group that's good enough. I can point directly to a spot with Kevin, with Kidd, where it's, look, Milwaukee was there. He left. In 2 years, they won a championship. I mean, same like Mark. He actually ended up hanging up because I can't shut up. But, you know, someone wanted to talk Mark Jackson. I've taken a couple of Mark Jackson calls. I know that we're fond of him. I know he played at St. John's. I know he was a Knick. But, like, we talk about Tibbs about not getting over the hump. He's Exhibit A. He is the poster child right now of the argument of a guy who took a franchise to a certain level and then someone else needed to come in and take them past that. He's the shining example of it, of what we are firing Tibbs for. It's him. And I have no problem with him personally it's not like he can't do a good job at another stop, but it's been forever. And he's exactly what we're claiming Tibbs is and why he needs to go. I don't understand it. There's a lot of this I don't understand.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Woo! All right. Let's go. 4:49, another 10 minutes on a Friday. And I set you up for the rest of your day here on The Fan as we will take you all the way into the weekend. And then I'll be back on the weekend. Can't get rid of me. I'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on a Saturday morning. I'll hang out with you till 1 p.m. there. So we'll get more opportunity to yell about the New York Knicks. We'll get maybe into a little bit of baseball as well. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers coming back. I am very excited. 888-808-1019. I am very aroused. Steve in Hicksville. That's a movie quote, by the way, if you didn't catch that. Steven Hicks, I couldn't help but say it. It just felt like it worked. What's up, Steve? How are you? What's up?
Hey, Chris. Good morning. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, I'd like to call you either Chris, Matt, C-Mac, or how about McDougal? I still love the McDougal. Can't not have to call you that.
No, the McDougal audio is tremendous. The dog, Russo calling me McDougal, I can't pronounce his name, who cares, is one of my favorites.
And thrilled that you're on Saturday. Love Saturday.
No, it's a great spot, man. It is. A lot of people in the car. I know I catch it all the time driving the kids to things. So I'm very excited. And we're underway. Last week was the first one, and now we're just underway. I'm looking forward to being with you, Steve, every Saturday morning.
So I'm going to make two quick points. I'm going to make a point about Aaron Rodgers and a point about the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
On Aaron Rodgers, I agree with you that the story seems unfinished. I think him being in the Jets is quite different. It feels quite different than the story of him going to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And as a Giants fan, I can't honestly say I'm vested in either. But I think the only challenge I have with Rodgers, where I'm unsure if he can be successful or not, and here's why, is two variables. One variable is player culture. You know, what is he like? How much of a distraction is he with the players, right, and the team, and undermining the coach and doing all that? The second thing are the other intangibles when he's on the field. There's certain intangibles on the field. I'm not sure if those game plan decisions are quite as sharp as he was years ago. And I think we'll learn. And I think that what's interesting about Pittsburgh is it'll be evident pretty early, as long as he doesn't get injured, if he's going to be successful in that system.
It's going to be evident early. Was that what you said? That you think it's going to be, we're going to find out fairly early whether or not it's working. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's fair to say that, you know, we're going to find out somewhat early with Aaron Rodgers. But it's just a matter of staying healthy. I still think he can throw the football. And I honestly, I think there is a, put it this way, I think there is a excellent, how about that? I'll go out there and literally say excellent. I think there is an excellent chance that Aaron Rodgers is better physically, in every way better this year, even though he's a year older, a year removed from the injury. I think there is a very good chance. In fact, I think he's going to be better this year. I said that when I wanted him to be a Jet. I said that when I wanted him to be a Giant. And I'm saying that now that he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. I think he is going to be better this year than he was last year. I honestly believe that. I think he'll be more mobile. I think he will be better. Here's the rub, and there's no way around this. It's going to be very difficult for him to stay healthy. That's it. That's really the point. So, I mean, if you want to say that goes hand in hand and I'm not making any sense, I'm from day one, from the jump, he is going to be better. We saw it very briefly with the Jets. I still think early on he was still recovering. He didn't have a normal offseason. It takes a year. I think he's going to be better. I'm hoping he can stay healthier than he did last year. There's going to be bumps and bruises. There's going to be issues. And he really was hampered by those issues last year. And at his age and the physical nature of the game, obviously, I can't guarantee he's not going to get banged up. In fact, it's very likely he will. But just on a sheer ability from the jump and as long as he's healthy, I honestly think he's going to be better. I think he will benefit from a year off, a year removed from the injury, another year away from the injury, then he will be hampered by another year of father time. I think he's going to be better. But can he stay healthy? That will be the question. It seems unlikely. But if he does, I think he could have a very, very good year. I think I'd rather have him than Russell Wilson. I'd rather have him than Justin Fields. I would. I still would. But that conversation is over. I'm interested to see how he does in Pittsburgh. I am. And I'm fascinated by the idea of the most stable franchise. It's one thing to come in here and be a disaster with the New York Jets. He was unable to resurrect this franchise like we all hoped he would. He came here. He was going to be the man. He believed in the roster. We all kind of believed in the roster. He believed in the coach and the GM. Not all of us believed in the coach and the GM, but he believed the team was ready to take off. He was going to come here, be Aaron Rodgers, and take this team off. And it ended up being the Jets. It ended up being Woody Johnson. It ended up firing their coach. He ended up getting hurt. It never happened, and he was unable to take the disaster that is the Jets organization and bring it to prominence. The Pittsburgh Steelers are completely different. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the most stable franchise in the sport, arguably. They're not at the top of the sport. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Bills. They're not, you know, this team that year in and year out is winning divisions and top of the league. Like, we get it. They're not the Ravens in their own division. I get it. But they are stable. They win 8-9 games with their eyes closed, with no matter how bad the quarterback is. That's what they do. The coach wills them to 500. Is he going to be the one who gets them back to playoff prominence? Or is he going to be the one who ends the streak of competent football? Like, I'm fascinated by it. I am. I'm looking forward to it. The league is more interesting. I've railed and yelled for years that I don't need Tom Brady. The NFL's great without Tom Brady. I don't need him in every stinking conference finals. I don't need it. I was done with Tom Brady. He was no longer interesting to me. Aaron Rodgers is still interesting. Aaron Rodgers, I'm still fascinated by. I'm very excited that Aaron Rodgers decided not to retire and eventually signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Danny and Clifton, what's up, Danny?
Congrats on Saturday, Chris.
Thank you.
You know, you deserve it. You've been working your way up. And it's
I have been working my way up. That's right.
Good point on Rodgers. You probably got a point there. You know, he's an older guy, a little bit longer to get stuff ready. Who knows?
Yeah, I just think the year, another year removed from the injury is more beneficial than the extra year of, you know, against father time is detrimental. I really do. I think he's going to be better. And the question will be, can he stay healthy? Did he hang up? That was it? A compliment, a good point, and a hang up? Come on now. Unacceptable. But yeah, people like that McDougal audio. And even Eddie and Rockland called me and said, why haven't I sprung it earlier? I don't know. Seems self-serving just to play dog mispronouncing my name. It had to make sense. I still haven't told you all how I saved a life in Nuremberg, Germany. I'm saving it. I don't know what for. I don't know when I'm going to tell that story about saving that woman's life in Germany, but I'm going to do it eventually. But I'm saving it for the right time. And I was saving that Mad Dog Russo information for the right time. And it was Saturday. It was perfect. And I have been plugging out of the way for a long time. So yeah, if you hadn't heard, go back and listen to the show. I'm sure they podcasted it. But my first ever shift, now that I am now the Saturday morning, midday, afternoon, whatever you want to call it, the 9-to-1 Saturday shift. Now that I'm hosting that show, I went back to the first time I ever worked on the shift as a board op. And I haven't talked to Gio. I got to ask him. I feel like, not that he would remember my first shift, but I'm pretty sure Gio was the producer for that shift. I have to ask him if he remembers producing often on Saturday mornings. I feel like it might have been Sal, but I feel like it was Giannotti was the producer of that shift. And I was my first board shift with Russo. And yeah, he called me. He goes through the whole open. He goes, and on the other side, our friend Chris McDougal. I can't pronounce his name. Who cares? And I've held on to it for all these years because I was a dogism. I had, dog mispronouncing my name. And for years, Bob Usler heard Russo call me McDougal and called me McDougal forever. That was my name to Bob Usler. He never called me Chris. He never called me McMonagle. I was McDougal for years with Bob Usler. I still am. If I were to call Bob right now, I'd be like, oh, McDougal. But I never played the audio because it felt self-serving.
Oh, pals, today, Chris McDougal. I can't pronounce his last name. Who cares?
That's it. That's how far I've come. I'm still McDougal at heart. I'm still the young kid just trying to impress. But take that, dog. I'm doing the show now. McDougal. All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend, but I will have time to say that again, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you to Fleegs. The warm-up show is next. Everybody enjoy. Enjoy the hot weather. I don't know how you people do. To me, give me hoodie and shorts weather over the nonsense I had to deal with yesterday at my son's football practice. Oh, my goodness. But I guess it's better. A little hot weather. So go out there, enjoy the beginnings of summer. Everybody have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.